This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. A weekly exercise in the freedom of speech. This is the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, to review the charts for the week of February the 13th to the 17th. The people that are on the list, the stories that are on the list, all that good thing, all those good things, that good thing, the good things. Although it does seem to boil down, Michael, to one thing.
I know. There's one topic now in the country.
That's it. Right. That's all there is, and there ain't no more. Okay, so
it's a killing local talk, I'll tell you that.
It is actually
a problem. The local politicians are getting away with murder because everybody's focused on Washington. But go ahead, don't let me jump the gun here.
No, I'm going to do, actually, thank you. I have great regard for you. I think you and I are as close as any of the people that are in either of our associate lists when it comes to what we do for a living. So because we know each other well, it isn't like we have to really rehearse. As a matter of fact, the worst part of doing this sort of quote-unquote entertainment media is to anticipate or rehearse. Being prepared is one thing, but rehearsing is something that just doesn't work, because this is not about, we don't know what each other's going to say, you don't know what a caller is going to say, you don't know what a guest is going to say, it just is really...
Sometimes we don't know what we're going to say.
Yeah, right, exactly. Well, I would say to you, though, as a kudo, you and Steve Wiseman, who also is a participant in the countdown every week, he's a lawyer. I have never, ever, and I've been with both of you guys probably about the same, at least 20-plus years, 23, 24 years, I have never thrown anything at you or him, and I say this lovingly, throwing means I wasn't trying to trip you up, but I have asked questions that are sometimes sticky, difficult, awkward. Any one of those words could apply to some of the things, because I like to get to the root of who people really are. I've never caught you off guard. I have never caught Steve off guard, and that's rare. I can't tell you that people that I know who are on with me regularly or do things, even though I'm not trying to, it just is my nature to be different. And so when we get together, I throw it to you. I basically am sort of the commander of the ship. But because I want to present you in a different light, there are people who may not have heard you do a talk radio program. You are very good at being a host, and it's proven by listening to the podcast up close and far out. But Michael does, from time to time, he used to have a regular program on a number of stations. He started out as a disc jockey, and so understands how to command the audience and the microphone. So I would like to turn this around. I would like you to host this program today. I want to be the person who gets asked questions. Rather than me ask you questions, you be in charge. You handle it like any other talk radio program that you are hosting, and take it from that point to wherever you want to go with it. How's that for an idea? Oh.
Why not? I mean, what am I going to do now? Say no?
No, you can say no.
I haven't rehearsed any questions. So, do you want to go through this? Do you want to go through the survey first, and then do that? Okay.
Yes.
All right. So let's get this out of the way. At number 10, we have the NBA and the NHL action. This is the time of year when there's no baseball and there's no football, so sports talk show hosts have their hands full.
Their minds are empty.
Baseball's
right around the corner, though. It's very
exciting. Yeah, but baseball. The problem with baseball, and as a matter of fact, I have a lot of friends in the sports talk world, and they tell me their problems. But the problem with baseball is it's such a long season, and it takes so long. Same thing with NBA and NHL, whereas football is all action, 16 games, everything counts. The games don't count as much because they're playoff sports. So this is a tough time for sports talk radio. Just for those who want to know how the mechanics of this show work, when we say, you know, NHL action, NBA action, we're talking about people who talk about it on news talk radio. We're not talking about sports talk radio, because sports is, you know, if Trump is number one, it's like sports is number two in terms of what people talk about. At number nine, we have Saturday Night Live, SNL Trump sketches, and the Grammy Awards. At number eight, North Korea missile incident. Number seven, the Oroville Dam concerns. At number six, the fate of Obamacare. At number five, Rince Priebus questions. At number four, Puzder passes on Labor Secretary nomination. At number three, Trump versus the media. At number two, the travel ban issue and the Mexican wall. And number one, Trump campaign, Russia allegations, and the resignation of Flynn. So those are the big stories. The most talked about people at number 10, Kellyanne Conway, Sean Spicer at 9, Stephen Miller at 8, Kim Jong-un at number 6, Abe Shinzo, or Shinzo Abe, at number 6, number 5, Rince Priebus and Stephen K. Bannon. Andrew Puzder is at 4, Vladimir Putin's at 3, Michael T. Flynn is at 2, and of course Donald J. Trump is at number 1, and there you have it. So I guess my first question to you is, how do you deal with the obsession that the American talk radio community, the American news community, and those who consume it have with Donald Trump?
It's a great word, isn't it? Obsession. Obsession is a very descriptive word in and of itself. Mm-hmm. How have we created, maybe is another question, in our own minds, we've let ourselves be pushed around by the news media to the point where their obsession with it has become our obsession with it. I'm talking about the talk radio industry, in a sense. I don't go down that road. As you know, the Monday through Friday program that I do doesn't much focus. I mean, it's hard to ignore it completely, but we don't much focus on Trump or the administration or politics because I'm a salesman. Frankly, this is the root of the business. I'm selling products, and I don't want people to go away from me or not buy the products that I'm advertising because they don't like my politics. So, it's so hard because people want to. They're demanding, where do you stand on this? They want to know from people who are spokespeople for other people's ideas, and we're also spokespeople for our own ideas. And my idea about Trump is that he has continued to be one up on pretty much everybody and in every circumstance that he finds himself in. I don't think he's that smart. I don't think he's a good... I think he's smart, but he's not intellectually creative. How's that? Is that a better way of putting it? He's not really a man of the people, although he presents himself as speaking for the people. He had meatloaf with Chris Christie the other day for lunch. That was a big deal. I mean, we've become, and that sort of is an example, Michael, of how fanatical the news media or the attention media has become. People, when Chris Christie left the White House after a meeting with Trump the other day, want to know what he had for lunch. They didn't ask him what he talked about. What'd you have for lunch? And he told them, we ordered meatloaf.
So I'm trying to remember what Trump had with... there was another meal that everybody talked about that he had. Mitt Romney and he had a meal, and they were talking about they dined on something. I don't know. I think that's part. Listen to us. you know what we should do? We should put together a cookbook, Mar-a-Lago's favorite recipes.
Right.
And we would probably make a lot of money with
President's
it.
Meals over the years. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. There has always been an obsession. There's always been. I'm going to make a joke because I find a lot of this to be a comedy of errors. I find it to be a circus.
Yeah.
But then again, it really has been that way for as long as I can remember. There's always been an obsession with royalty in America, whether it's the latest dress that Kim Kardashian wears to a red carpet or what meal Chris Christie and Donald Trump share. We do have I don't want to use the word obsession again. We have a keen interest, or at least it seems to be that, in this type of human interest aspects of people in the news. Some people in the news because they're powerful and consequential. Some in the news because they're just famous for being famous. Mm-hmm. And I've never been fully able to understand what the perfect balance is. I don't think there is. I mean, do you ever think about that? You know, how much balance should there be in what I bring to my conversation? Because you're a daily talk show host.
Yeah, I do think about that. I think about balance all the time. I do, but I don't forget that people are listening to me and the ladies that are on my program for their opinion and for what light they can bring to some of the stories. The heat is one thing, but the light is something else. And it's part of, especially because I'm aiming my program a little bit more toward women than men, and women have a different way of looking at what they would like to hear and what they'd like to know about what's going on. They don't have the same obsession with some of these. They're like the fact checkers. These characters in the news media, we're going to fact check the Trump. Women don't care. And I'll tell you something, Trump doesn't care.
Women don't care about facts?
I didn't say women. I don't mean it to sound that way, the way you interpreted it. I think they don't want to get down to the nitty gritty of some of these things. I think that we get into this minutia of stuff. That's why we have the president to handle the minutia. What if everybody's going to be the president? If everybody's an expert? If everybody knows how to do it better than him? What do we need him for?
Well, maybe there's more to it than that. I think the devil is in the details. Ever hear that cliche?
Yes,
devil is in the details. The minutia is where the action is, and maybe you can actually tell a lot about two men by what they had for lunch. Maybe there is evidence and information in these little things. But I find it fascinating that you have formed an opinion and a guideline in terms of what you think women are interested in and what men are interested in. From the standpoint of talk radio positioning, that's an issue because we're a targeted medium that deals with demographics. You said you're a salesman, you're selling advertising. So for the people listening, it's important whether you're going for men or women. We should get back into that after the break. I guess I'm in control here. So
yes, you are.
We're going to take a break, Doug. I'll let you do with the details because you're sitting by a clock. And I want to get more into this male-female thing when we get back.
19 past the hour on the countdown.
There is more to me, Queen Eliara of Elfgard, than my elven magic. Just as there's more to Geico than saving you money, Geico also gives you 24/7 access to licensed agents online, on the phone, or on the Geico app. And while I am a mighty elf queen, I am also a mighty big fan of barbecue potato chips. Minions! More smoky mesquite.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Jeff Olson. True or false? Men get breast cancer.
True. There are approximately 2,000 men diagnosed with breast cancer in the United States every year.
Dr. Catherine Ruddy says men with a family history of breast cancer or a BRCA2 gene mutation are at a higher risk for the disease, and she says it tends to occur in older men. However,
men of any age can have breast cancer.
Dr. Ruddy says male breast cancer often occurs near the nipple. Symptoms may include a lump, dimpling or puckering, redness, or a discharge.
So nipple changes. Nipple pain should be evaluated. Any change in the breast tissue needs to be assessed by a doctor.
Tests and treatments for men are similar to those used for women, including the use of mammography to investigate changes in tissue.
The most important thing for men to realize is that they can get breast cancer, so they should not ignore any abnormality they detect in the breast tissue.
For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Gary, why aren't you outside enjoying the party?
Hey, Michelle. It's this heartburn. When it hits, it really hits hard.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's it. I've had it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Wow, your pet's back.
Yeah, I feel much better.
Now this is a party.
Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
Paid not attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
You're the host.
Oh, I'm the host now. Thank you very much, Doug. I see that you're taking this all the way to actually doing the transition.
Well, all right. It's 23 you know, the, past the hour. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, 23 past the hour. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Yeah, it's
interesting, but you bring up an interesting point there that the mark of a professional broadcaster for those of us in the industry is really indicated by how well they do the transitions. Mm-hmm. The transitions are where the action is, that the listener never realizes it. Mm-hmm. How you come on, how you get into a break, how you close mm-hmm. a show. Just like you, for those of you listening, Doug, for the person listening, if anybody's listening, Doug said to me, you're the host this hour, because I'm playing the role of the questioner, and he's the questionee. And I said, okay, I'll jump in and open that segment. But would you agree, Doug, that the transitions are something that newcomers to the industry, people that, you know, a famous movie actor becomes a talk show host or a politician or a TV star or somebody from outside the business who suddenly gets a talk show, that where they fail is they don't know how to handle the mechanics. That's a very complex art. It's not easy. Mechanics of moving the show along.
The first conversation I ever had with Rush Limbaugh was when he was first getting started. He and I started about the same time doing a syndicated talk radio program. And I remember we spent 3 or 4 days together when he visited Cincinnati when I was doing afternoons there. And one of the questions that came up from a member of the audience when he did his performance in front of about 6,400 people at an auditorium in Cincinnati, I remember that like it was yesterday, was how do you make radio sound good? It wasn't about what he was doing. Somebody wanted to know about radio. And the radio, the way you've just described it, brings me back to the conversation I had with Limbaugh, who was a jock before he was a talk radio personality. He was a newsman. He had fluency in all of the areas that make people comfortable that they don't realize makes them comfortable. And I fortunately have had that background. You've had that background. I was a disc jockey for 9 years before I became a talk person, and it helped me to understand what we had to do to make it easy for the listener to feel comfortable in our environment. And the
or to make it sound like a radio station.
Yeah.
One of the things that fascinated me as a kid growing up listening to radio were the way the DJs inserted themselves into the flow of sound as if it were a symphony and they were an instrument.
Yeah, great way of putting it.
And you don't hear that much because the great DJs that became talk show hosts were able to do that as well. I don't know whether or not Kara has access to any song with an intro, like take a song from the 60s or the 70s.
Satisfaction. Get Satisfaction, Kara. Find the Rolling Stone Satisfaction. Perfect example of what Michael wants to point out.
And then we'll see if we can talk up to the post.
Mm-hmm. Do you want an hour later?
Yeah. Put it on.
Do we have time?
Yeah, we got
a minute.
All right, it's a Talk Radio Countdown Show. It's a beautiful day here in the neighborhood. Doug Steffen and Michael Harrison all together. And now here's number 6 from our super survey to Stones. I can't get no satisfaction.
Perfect. and that's what we did, you see? We had to do that. People charge me all the time.
I dare anybody who doesn't have radio experience to do that.
Do that. You couldn't do it. And you haven't heard that song for God knows how long.
It was rehearsal.
Feel it. It's a feeling you get. I do this all the time. Kara laughs at me, and so do the other people. I mean, once in a while I'll flub it, but most of the time I can hit the post, and it may be that I know the song or I can just feel it. If it's a modern current, we used to call them currents, or you know how they used to describe it on the list.
Yeah.
And I may or may not be familiar with the song, but I can get you pretty much most of the time to the post. And the post is where the beat goes down and the singing begins normally.
Right. So talking up to the vocal. If you talk over the vocal, you slip on a banana peel.
That's right. 28 past the hour on this week's Countdown.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the long list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
All right, so I'm going to do the return to sender here.
Yeah, you should do the intro.
Take back over again. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. For the week of February 17th, our charts, discussion of all things Trump. And so we've I've taken the liberty of asking Michael to change chairs and put him in the host seat. And me, sort of in the second, not second, I'm the co-pilot.
Well, you're the interviewee. The implication, first of all, you and I bend the rules on this anyway, because I prefer dialogues to monologues or interviews. Sometimes you get a guest on your show. And I know this from my own experience, where they think it's just going to be like a press conference, Q&A, and they're not prepared to dialogue. They want you to ask questions and they'll give you answers, and that's a form of a discussion, but it's not the best. The best is when you dialogue, when the two of you are talking. But I'll take your lead here and ask you some questions. So obviously, just to recap, and that's another thing for the listeners, you'll notice that radio is constantly resetting. Resetting means you make the assumption that the listener just joined you and has no idea what's been going on up to this point. We're doing the countdown. We're talking about the top issues on news talk stations. And Doug asked me to ask him questions as if I were the host of the show, as opposed to...
Like we usually, it's me asking Michael, what do you think of this, or what's the influence of that, and so forth.
So my question for you is really a good one, I spent a lot of time thinking this up in the last 45 seconds. I did some research in the last 2 minutes. The question is, look, Donald Trump is the most talked about person. Donald Trump, we have established, has created a media and talk radio obsession with discussing him, right down to what he eats, whether he has a bathrobe, et cetera. If you had a half hour or an hour alone with Donald Trump, and he said to you, Doug, what do you think I should be doing? What's your suggestion? How should I handle this presidency at this point, based on the first month? And he looked you in the eye, and there was just the two of you in the room. What would you say to him?
I was hoping you were going to ask me to ask him about his personal life has nothing to do with politics or being president. I think that would be a fascinating romp. Whether he would reveal himself remains to be seen. And that may be the problem with the question you've asked, Michael, whether he will reveal himself. He's very measured. It doesn't seem like he's scripted, but he's prepared. He's to a point, though, not really that well prepared, because he hasn't been down this street before. He hasn't been a politician. He wasn't close to the White House or to politics in general. I mean, he certainly used it, and he was first...
You're not answering my question.
No, I know, but I was going to say...
You're not answering my question.
I'm being just like him.
I can't allow that.
Okay, go ahead. Bring me back to the question.
He asked you for advice on handling his presidency based on your observation of his press conferences, the tone of his presidency, dealing with this war against the media, dealing with international affairs. You only had a limited amount of time with him. What would you tell him?
What would I tell him about what he ought to do?
Yeah, but, hey, Doug, I'm Donald Trump. What do you think? You know, there was a mayor in New York, Koch, and he was very... Ed Koch.
How am I doing?
He went around until people started saying, you stink. Then he stopped asking that. But I've been in situations with politicians where they've said to me in private, how do you think I'm doing? What do you think I should do? Because I'm considered sort of an expert on the media. Mm-hmm. So I've advised Bill Clinton on media. I've talked to George W. Bush about how he runs the White House. I've done this. I've been in that situation. It's freaky.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm asking you, how would you handle it if Trump... Because it could happen to you. You might find yourself with him. I do believe... You said he doesn't reveal himself. I think he reveals himself at every turn. I think this guy absolutely reveals himself. I think we know more about this president than we've known about any president during their presidency in terms of his personal life. I think
if that's true, then the first thing I'd say to him is don't reveal so much of you. Reveal in terms of what people want to have you fix or do. Deal with the issues that were the reason you got elected. You were elected to change things. You haven't, you say you have, but you haven't really drained the swamp. There are a lot of people, even though it looks like you're at State Department or whatever department it is, it looks like you are trying to change the people who are there. But the people that you're putting in have a one-sided agenda, and that agenda, any more than the other one-sided agenda, doesn't work. So what I think you should do is be listening to more people and to have an open mind as to what the people who are really your supporters who want change don't really want to have some of the types of personalities that are so much of a lightning rod. They get in the way of getting the work done. Stephen Bannon will not be able to accomplish anything because he's a lightning rod for controversy. Don't put people into office who are lightning rods for controversy. Put people into office who are measured and good functional people. You have, in your craft, you have learned how to hire people to run your various businesses. And you've obviously been successful because you have a lot of money and you have a lot of people and you have a lot of accomplishments that you can be proud of. So in that same vein, take the stuff that you've learned about running your business and put those people, not business people, but people who are open to listening to those that they have to direct. And you can't do it on your own. You can't do it on your own. They can't do it on their own. They need to have people around that are supportive. There are too many people nipping at your heels right now because they don't agree with some of the things that you and Mike Pence want to do. Eliminate that by being open and more focused on getting well-rounded people, not people who just have one point of view or who are obliged to follow the company line.
Now, the next thing he would say, his response to you would be, oh, okay. Hey, you got to try the meatloaf here at Mar-a-Lago. It's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'd say, I don't eat meat, sir. Thank you very much. Have you got any fish?
Yeah. So I gather by your question that you think Trump's problem is the people that he has around him, as opposed to the problem that of the people around him being a reflection of him.
Well, I think it's both ways. I don't want to present... He's responsible. We're all responsible. You're responsible with the people that you have working for you. I'm responsible with people that I have working for me. If I make a bad hire, then it's on me. And the people, some of the people that he's hired are bad. So you want to fix it? You've got 3-4 weeks under your belt, and the walls are coming tumbling down, in a manner of speaking, or going up if it's the Mexican wall. But you really need to stop making the people the message. The message is the message, not the people.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you something. Let's take this to a higher level now, because you're touching on something that is very close to my own philosophy. Okay. When is the break?
Pretty soon. Go ahead.
Really? All right, well, let me sum it up in 15 seconds. I believe that every human being is totally responsible for everything that happens to them.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we're a victim of our own situation. But I do believe that anybody that's constantly blaming others, I avoid them like the plague.
Mm-hmm. That's perfect.
That's the way I...
He's blaming the news media for his problems, and in fact, he's creating
I would tell him, stop complaining and just do the job and don't give a damn, because you are not going to be loved by the public and the press as president. You brought this on yourself. You wanted to be president. Nobody forced you to do this.
I went into the weeds with it. You're doing the practical approach of, okay, all this other stuff doesn't make any difference in reality. You've created the interest in you by being you. So,
right.
You want to have the press cover you the right way, then give them what they want, in a sense. And I'm not sure he's going to be able to do that, frankly. No. So whether he'll be successful, do you have to have the news media behind you in order to be successful?
Right. Just don't give a damn about this minutia, and it'll stop being... It'll stop being...
He sort of said that in the press conference. Yeah, I'm having a good time. Don't you think he said that in the press?
No, I don't think he knows how not to get in his own way in terms of that. That doesn't mean he still won't be a good president. I don't want to get a bunch of emails saying I'm against him. We're talking psychology here.
Yeah.
And he might be a good president, he might not be, but he brings his problems on himself.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I agree with that. That's the point I'm making.
Yeah.
He brings the problems on himself.
Yes, he does. For the most part.
Yeah.
Yep. Now,
makes promises.
Back
to you.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, a review of the hot hits in talk radio, a discussion. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine and I go into it, sometimes into the weeds, but I figure that people who are following this program are really followers of fashion. People love the format, and that's why they are here, and they like to listen to some of the insight, the insides of what goes in with the old business. You love sausage, but you don't want to know how it's made. Well, maybe we differ with that a little bit here. In the people list, Kellyanne Conway is at number 10, John Spicer, 9. Stephen Miller, 8. Kim Jong-un, 7. Shinzo Abe is 6. The Republican hierarchy of Priebus and Bannon tied for 5. Andrew Pudzer is 4. Vladimir Putin is 3. Michael Flynn is 2. And President Donald Trump heads the list. And I'm going to guess that's going to be the way it is for as long as Trump is around. He's always going to be number one. That's just his way. Now, it's 44 actually past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Daddy, where do babies come from?
Honey?
Mommy went to the store.
Oh, well, you see, there's a mommy and a daddy, right?
Right.
And see, when they call Geico, they could save a bunch of money on car insurance.
Oh, really? And that makes them happy?
Yes, that makes them very happy.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we could have this talk, Sunshine.
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Jeff Olson. True or false? Men get breast cancer.
True. There are approximately 2,000 men diagnosed with breast cancer in the United States every year.
Dr. Catherine Ruddy says men with a family history of breast cancer or a BRCA2 gene mutation are at a higher risk for the disease, and she says it tends to occur in older men. However,
men of any age can have breast cancer.
Dr. Ruddy says male breast cancer often occurs near the nipple. Symptoms may include a lump, dimpling or puckering, redness, or a discharge.
So nipple changes, nipple pain should be evaluated. Any change in the breast tissue needs to be assessed by a doctor.
Tests and treatments for men are similar to those used for women, including the use of mammography to investigate changes in tissue.
The most important thing for men to realize is that they can get breast cancer, so they should not ignore any abnormality they detect in the breast tissue.
For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Gary, why aren't you outside enjoying the party?
Hey, Michelle. It's this heartburn. When it hits, it really hits hard.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's it. I've had it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Wow, you're packed fast.
Yeah, I feel much better.
Now this is a party.
Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
Talk radio in review, the hot hits, the things that men and women who are talking for a living on the air, on radio, are focused on. So on the story list, the sports talk radio folks and Action in Sports anticipation of the baseball season getting underway. And number 9, Saturday Night Live and the sketches. Number 8, what's going on with North Korea. Number 7, the dam concerns, Oroville and others, with all the rain on the West Coast continuing this weekend and into next week. Wow, that's something to be concerned about. Fate of Obamacare, number 6. Questions of the Chief of Staff, number 5. Mr. Pudzner passing on his nomination to be Secretary of Labor. Trump versus the media, the travel ban in Mexico, and the Trump campaign allegations. All of that stuff makes up the review of the hot hits. 46 past the hour, Talk Radio Review, Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen. All right, Michael.
That's me. Oh, you mean I have to talk now? I have to ask you another question?
Yeah, I have to ask me.
Well, how do you feel, hey, Doug, how do you feel about comedy? Do you think that Saturday Night Live is having any kind of, certainly it's been revived in terms of being pertinent, and we have tremendously funny guys on at night on the talk shows. Do you think that entertainment and humor is having an impact on American public opinion again? What do you think of the SNL effect?
I think they're not having any impact on anybody. They're preaching to a choir. They've created an ambiance. As I said earlier in the program, we're in the sales business, and I believe that Saturday Night Live, although I think Lorne Michaels is very smart, he created that show in the early 70s. It's had fabulous success, and just the fact that it's the longevity of the thing and what NBC trusts him to do to produce other shows speaks well to his ability as a showman. But having said that, he's eliminating half of the audience because, like it or not, the audience for a show like Saturday Night Live on Saturday night, people who don't stay up late during the week will stay up later to watch that sort of thing. And it's an everyman sort of a show. It used to be because it was funny. And it didn't focus on politics. It focused on people in real lives or imaginary lives like Roseanne Dana. And the skits that Steve Martin used to do with Belushi and Aykroyd and Murray. And now there isn't, it's angry Alec Baldwin with angry whoever it is that's doing, I forget what her name is, that's
McCarthy.
Playing the role of Spicer. Yeah. Melissa McCarthy. I don't feel a genuine sense of people trying to entertain people. I see a genuine sense of, this is how I believe the world ought to be, and if you don't like it, and we're going to screw the nail right in, and it's going to be funny as we screw the nail in. I don't think that that's the way to do it. It's just not. But maybe you lose people if there's a lot of violence on a TV show, then people don't watch it. Yeah. If it's old music and it's a music show, people don't watch it.
I see it the opposite. I see it as being the modern version of the political cartoon. I think that political cartoons had a tremendous impact in forming public opinion because of the exaggeration and the comedy. And I think that we're seeing a new version of the political cartoon. But, hey, who knows? Different points of view. I throw it back to you.
Well, because I think about it in terms of the business of media, news media. Mm. Fox has a niche, MSNBC has a niche, they've carved themselves, CNN, have a niche, and they sell product based on how many listeners or viewers that they have. But you know as well as I do, and Ed McMahon was the best teacher that I ever had in this department, nobody knew what his politics were. He's selling dog food. That's it. and nobody wants to know it from nothing. They're having a good time, and we're feeding our dog the best dog food. And people who don't like the approach Saturday Night Live has, see an Alpo commercial in there, they're going to go buy Alpo. They're going to go buy the competitor to Alpo. And I think that's what we forget about, what we're really here for, and that's to sell, frankly. It's 50 minutes past the hour.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
53 minutes after the hour, this week's Talk Radio Review, the hot hits in Talk Radio, a discussion of Talk Radio News Talk Radio, because the idea is to have conversations with people about what's going on in the news. There are other things, but the predominant news talk stations are the ones that garner all of the attention and the ratings and that sort of thing, whether that's good or it goes on as the era of talk radio continues to remains to be seen. I asked Michael Harrison to turn the ship around a bit and treat me as I treat him with questions and no brickbats, just hopefully some solid answers. I might not answer the way you would expect me to answer, or the way that you would answer if it were you being asked the question. But that's what makes the world go round, makes a horse race. Difference.
Yeah, I mean, I actually even disagree with some of your answers, but I don't want to have a debate with you.
Why?
I don't know. I'm not into that.
Why?
None of this. It's not important enough to me. I'm being very honest. It's not important enough to me to get into a fight with a friend. For the sake of titillating an audience.
Well, but we don't disagree. We agree on some things and disagree on some things. But there are a lot of people who listen to these shows that want to hear the fight. They want to hear the wrestling match. They think it's terrific. Oh, you son of a...
I'm not going to do it. I will disagree. Mm-hmm. I will subtly say something that is the opposite. But I'm not going to change your mind. You're not going to change my mind, you know, and we can have a conversation, but this is, you know, this is a short show.
Oh, I disagree with that. I disagree with that 100%. I think that you are very capable of changing my mind about things. I don't know whether I'm capable of changing your mind about things, and I'm not trying to change your mind, but I listen to you. I think a lot of things that you say are, and the people who are on with me that do the Monday through Friday program influence me a lot. They'll tell me, Kara, who's at the controls now in our studio in Washington, is also running the control board during the Monday through Friday show. And I find that much of what she brings to the table is very influential on my thoughts about things. I think you're dead if you're not interested or are not listening to or influenced by people. I may not always agree with some of the stuff, but
I agree with what you're saying. You've just changed my mind. But besides that, I don't personally get off on fighting for the sake of creating a spectacle for people to be entertained. That's what I'm trying to say.
Right.
There are
hosts who do.
Of course, there are more that do than don't.
Yeah.
And that to me, that's why I said I don't care enough to do that. It's not what drives my ego. That's not what drives my my interests. I certainly am into communication. I love talking about these things. I'm having fun asking you some questions, and I asked you some tough ones. And we're in the final moments of the show, so I'm not going to ask you any more questions.
Were my answers satisfactory to you?
Yeah, why not? They're your answers. I said to you, I don't agree with everything you said, but I can accept the fact that you have a different point of view than I do, and that is for the audience. I don't have to beat you. No, you're wrong. That's what I'm trying to say. You answered, and I can say to you, well, I see it differently, but you know, my philosophy is you have to respect the shoes that the person you're talking to is standing in. What's their point of view? What's their perspective? How's life treating them? And you know what it really comes down to? What is their state of mind? In terms of the old left and right paradigm, it's not a matter of the left is right, the right is right, this is wrong, that is right. It's people with different states of mind comparing notes. And if you understand the other person's state of mind, then you have, at least you're meeting them halfway to say, I don't feel that way because my state of mind is different than yours. I'm not upset by this. I'm not personally being hurt by that. But mm-hmm. you are. Interesting. Mm-hmm. That's the way I view life.
All right. So another way that you can get a clue as to how Michael has conversations with people is to go to the podcast Up Close and Far Out. You can find it at talkers.com or upcloseandfarout.com. Every week he has a different person from politics or media, that sort of thing. And I think that this is really a great way for you to express yourself through other people. When you did me, it was a pensive conversation, and you have Richard Neer in there this week, who's a longtime New York radio personality, who brings great insight into what's going on in the game. So it's all about understanding what's going on in the game. Michael, thank you. Michael, for playing the role that you did. Back to the other. Well, maybe if you like this role, you'll play it again next week. On the Talk Radio Countdown Show, Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.